When the moment whispers, echoes, roars, or bangs down your walls, how do you choose to meet your moment? Do you meet it with a bang, or do you just let it fizzle in front of your very eyes? This is the Supernova Podcast, your weekly invitation to greatness, and I'm your hostess, Lena Ski. In this week's podcast, we chat to Nanette Livingston. Hi, Nanette. Thanks so much for joining us on the Supernova Podcast. So great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Lena. I'm excited.
So, Nanette, one of the things that really drew me to your story and why I connected with you through the Facebook group was this project that you were putting together, the Faith Book. And what I really loved about that was the whole idea of collaboration and connection and community, because there's so many people out there, whether they're wanting to write a story or put something innovative together, and they're feeling so alone. And I think a book is just everything we all want amplified to another level. And all the fears that we come up with writing a book are just so much more amplified and so much more obvious than doing a project or putting something else together. So can you just speak into how the Faith Project came about for you and what that really means for you?
Absolutely. Great question. Let me give you a little background on how I got started with it. About 5 years ago, in between my other writing projects and trying to be a published author myself, I got this little whisper from God, Spirit, my angels, whatever it is that you believe in, and the word faith came into my mind, and then the words finding answers in the heart. And I absolutely loved the acronym and the definition of it, and my first thought was, what do I do with it? Mm-hmm. And whispers don't come for no reason. And I thought, well, I could write a story about myself, and then my doubts and fears and, you know, that inner critic took over and said, but nobody would read you. You're not anybody famous. You're not important. You haven't published before. You don't have this amazing story to tell. It's just your life. So I kind of pushed that whisper aside and went on. And it came back periodically over time. And I thought again about writing my story. I wasn't really comfortable with it, but I got mildly inspired and I wrote a chapter, and then I would get stuck. My idea would dry up and I'd push it aside again. And this went on for several years. A couple of years ago, I was invited to write a chapter in a collaborative book. The title of the book is The 28-Day Thought Diet. So each author wrote a piece about a thought, you know, the thought for the day. Mine was about self-love. There were other chapters about gratitude, wisdom, confidence. And when I was contacted to participate in the book, it was towards the end of the year, around the beginning of November, and it's a busy time of year for everybody. I had a couple of editing projects that I needed to take care of. I wasn't sure that I was able to commit to writing a chapter, even though it was just 1,000 words. Sometimes it's hard for me to write, especially if I don't have an idea. And at first, when I was contacted, I didn't have an idea. Mm-hmm. But it was an opportunity for editing, you know, something that would make me money rather than me paying out money. So I talked to the project manager and I said, I'd love to be in your book. I'm not sure I can do the time commitment, but if you need an editor, I'd be happy to edit. And she's very, very wise and a very good marketer. And she said, I would be happy to have you edit the book, and I want the editor of the book to also be a contributor. And that kind
she
of
wasn't going to mention her, was she?
Absolutely. So I agreed, and I think that gave me the impetus to write because I got an idea almost by the time I hung up the phone and I wrote my chapter in a couple days. But putting together the book with her, doing the editing for all of those different authors, different writing styles, it was an eye-opening experience, and I absolutely loved the process. And it gave me a new direction for my business. And by the time I finished work on that book, I decided that I wanted to put together a similar program for my clients. Because as you said, there are so many people out there who want to write, but the idea of writing a book is so overwhelming for them. Mm. And doing a little piece in a collaborative book is so much easier. You have direction, you know what the topic is, you just have to choose a little bit of yourself to write about. So I started the Partner Up Book Program, and when the Faith Whisper came back this last year, instead of worrying about writing my own story and doing a whole book on my own, I thought I can go into collaboration with people. Mm. So that was how I focused the book in a different way. And it totally changed everything about the idea that I had for it.
And what I love about that is it's just the right amount of nudge in a way, because a chapter or 1,000 words or a little bit more than that doesn't feel like such a train smash, whereas a book, it gets all those connotations of, you know, being vulnerable, putting yourself out there, being able to finish the full manuscript and deliver it. And here you've kind of got that comfort of knowing that you're in a smaller piece, but you're also being held and accountable because you're in a community of people who are stepping it up.
Yes, absolutely. The chapters in Faith are 1,500 words, approximately. Mm-hmm. The first chapter that's in the final book is actually a double chapter, and the author submitted a long story, and I gave her the option of going over and paying more for that. But most of them are 1,500 words, and it's a wonderful collection of stories that really show how people can transform their lives and overcome the challenges. And for some of the authors, part of that challenge was writing the piece. They've never been published before. They've written, almost all of us are business entrepreneurs of some sort, so we've written copy for websites or we've written blog articles, but writing your personal story is a little different, and some of those got to get out of their shell and get into the spotlight for the first time.
And that can be exciting. And that can be a very, very overwhelming process, but also quite a beautiful process. I can speak into my experience. I'm in the process of finishing up my book. It's in its last and final edit. Uh-huh. And writing something out, whether it's your life story or whether it's your business mantra or something that you really want to offer with purpose to the world, it really gives you such a place to ground it and such a perspective, and like you really get to own it in a much deeper way than you would had you not gone through the process. It's just so cathartic and so extreme in itself, don't you think?
I do. I agree. If I may, let me tell you a little bit about my story in the book. I was meeting with a woman who had contacted me about helping her with her web copy and putting together some information for a class that she wanted to offer. And she was a little lost on what direction to go and what to say. And we got to talking about the Faith book because she's such a warm-hearted, compassionate, spiritual person. I just knew that she would be perfect for the book. She wasn't ready at that time to commit to doing that. But as we were talking, I said, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to write about. I had different aspects of my life that I could choose, and I hadn't narrowed it down. And she said, why don't you write about putting together the book? And it was such a strange, first of all, I thought it was a strange idea. And after I got to think about it for a while, I thought, this is absolutely perfect. Because at that point, I had already started the journey of putting together the book, and it wasn't anywhere near as easy as I thought it was going to be. I sent out an invitation to about 70 people by email. Mm-hmm. And from those 70 people, I think 4 people said no, and no one else responded.
Oh, now, wow.
That was not the way that I thought it was going to go. You know, I had these...
So everyone wants to write a book, don't they?
I'm sorry?
Everyone wants to write a book, don't they?
Absolutely. Everybody wants to write a book. And this was the perfect opportunity. So why weren't they clamoring to be in the book? So that forced me to come out of my shell. I typically sit back. I'm not used to being in the spotlight. I'm not always comfortable picking up the phone and calling people and telling my story. You know, trying to do a sales pitch for why you should be in the book was totally outside of my comfort zone. Mm. And this forced me to confront my fears and to deal with them over and over again. And I won't say that I got really comfortable at it, because I didn't. But I did get to a point where I became more comfortable with the words that I was using and explaining the journey. And what I ended up talking about was not just the mechanics of writing a story and being in the book. I started talking about the vision for Faith, because it stopped being a project and it started becoming this greater entity, this vehicle for me and the other authors in the book to reach out to show other women, men, children, whomever reads it, that there is a way to lead your life the way that you want to. There is a way to understand your purpose here and to follow that, and that's by getting in touch with what your heart wants. And when you follow your heart, then you're led to your higher purpose and you live a life of miracles. So I got to share that with people. I would say, you know, I'd love for you to be in the book, and, you know, this is what the journey is all about.
Mm. And I love that, because in getting into the heart, you really do find the ultimate voice. And that's the space that stories are created from.
Yes. Yeah. It really helped me find my passion. I just wrote an article about marketing. For years and years as a writer, I never wanted to have anything to do with marketing. And if you ask a business person, marketing is 95% of what you do. And writers, many, many writers, tend to be very cocooned in their own little world. You know, they're creating stories, whether they write fiction or nonfiction. You know, you're alone in front of your computer. Nobody else bothers you. You just sit and create. But if you don't tell people about it, if people don't know about the work that you've created, then how does it serve anybody? And I knew all this, and I still push marketing aside because I was so uncomfortable promoting myself. Mm-hmm. And what I found with Faith, this is really the first time that I've had this feeling, this is bigger than me. as I said before, it's not just a book. This is like a mission and a vision that I have. And because I'm so passionate about it, because I am determined to get this out into the world, marketing is becoming more comfortable. I'm reaching out and I'm finding ways, all those articles and blog posts and you know, lectures that I've heard about how to market, you know, they're all stored in my brain and on my computer, and I'm beginning to take advantage of all the things that I've learned, and little by little reaching out and saying, can you help me? Would you do a book review? Would you do this? And I'm so much more comfortable with it now than I would have been 6 months ago, because I have something that I believe in. And I think that makes all the difference.
Definitely. I mean, we're all authors of our own lives. We're all constantly spinning stories day in and day out. But the one that we really put out there, and the one that we really believe in, and the one that's really coming from the heart, that's the story that needs to be told. And people just get so lost in the details and the plot twists of day-to-day reality that they don't see their story, they don't see their mission, they don't see that purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just listening to an interview with Neil Donald Walsh last night. He was talking about living your soul purpose. I'm not sure the exact title, but it was that higher calling. It's not about the money. It's not about the job. It's not even about your family. It's really about what your soul came here to do. And when you get in touch with that, then your life takes on a whole new meaning and direction, and a much easier way of being. And sometimes that can be really challenging. You know, not everybody is brave enough to take that journey.
And I think of course, it's a big commitment.
It is. It's a huge commitment, and it takes a lot of work and effort and practice. And there are times when I think back on my younger days and wish I could go back there before I knew any of this stuff, you know, when I didn't worry about anything. But if you have that calling, you can't ignore it. It gets stronger and stronger as you get older, and it wants to come through.
And also with that, you never really know when it's going to land. I mean, there's certain people who think they know what their calling is, but they're actually living out of a vision or an idea of what they want. And sometimes it does take just leaning out of your comfort zone and, say, writing a book or doing something like what you've experienced, and then you see your purpose coming out of that.
Yeah, yeah. The big thing that I had to learn with this book and writing my story was a journey of trust. I love to be in control. I grew up being very independent, and my dad was in the Army. He was a logistics officer, and I'm just really now understanding what that's all about. You know, it's about planning and order and organization and knowing the fine details, and I'm very good at that. Letting go and leaving all of that up to the universe is not something that I'm comfortable with. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to me because it's total opposite from how I was raised. Mm-hmm. But as I went through the process of asking people to be part of the book, I found that worrying about it didn't help, even though I'm really good at it. Trying to force people into the book didn't work. You know, all the things that I was doing weren't working that well. And when I finally could get to the point where I just let go and stopped worrying, that's when the magic happened.
There's always such amazing magic in that surrender. And I'm sure, going back to what you were earlier saying, that I mean, having so many different kind of writers coming on board, as you said, with so many different styles, and you're thinking like an editor and as a storyteller, being able to just let that all happen and not control that and say, like, the story needs to be like this, this is the template, this is the way you do it, this is the way you write a sentence, and just being open to having that space seems really powerful. And I'm sure that everyone who's collaborated on that book has gotten so much out of that experience.
They have, and me included. It was it was difficult to be an editor with this kind of project. As you said, there are so many different writing styles. I have the rules of grammar to follow. I have my own innate sense of how phrases should read and sound and flow that, you know, I want in the book. And on top of that are people's styles of writing and the way they express themselves and how they want to put ideas across. And sometimes those things didn't all mesh. And there are many times when I had to step back and be very objective about this and say, okay, Nanette, just because she does it this way doesn't mean it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big learning experience for me, too. You know, I'm not attracted to everyone's story in the same way, and I had to constantly remind myself that readers out there are all different and will gravitate to the stories that they like, and you can't please everyone. So, you know, Mrs. Jones will like Betty's story, and, you know, Sherry will like this other one, and that's all great. That's absolutely perfect, and that's how it should be. But it took many leaps of faith for me to come to that conclusion and to be okay with that.
And no doubt it's still a continuous journey, even though you've come to this place, there will still be spaces and people and things that test your resolve on that particular issue.
Yes, specifically with volume 2. Yeah, I have 6 or 7 authors already lined up for that one. And there's a place in the back of the book where people can find out how to participate in volume 2. There's a link to the website and the page that explains all that about them. Yes, it is a never-ending journey in growing and expanding and allowing. That's the big thing for me, allowing.
And I love that, you know, your book comes out of faith and trust and allowing. It's just that's really the process. When we do, going back to it, when we do try and control it, we don't find the answers. And when we have those expectations, things don't go according to plan. But when we step into just allowing it to be, and it's kind of our higher purpose, our higher intention, then the magic really does happen, and the power of story takes its rightful shape.
It does. It does. I remember when I saw your post on Facebook looking for people to interview, I thought, this would be perfect for Faith. Oh God, I can't offer myself. I can't do this. I can't talk to her. And I took this huge gulp of courage and said, I would love to share my story. Send.
Exactly. And that's just all it takes. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I had that experience the other day. Things have been coming up in bangs, 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 and all these moments. And then this one thing that I'm kind of thinking about landed in my mailbox, and it says, but you have to confirm by 12 o'clock tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, okay. it's constantly going to be like that. You know, once you're committed to that greatness, and once you're moving and trending in that direction, the next step's always going to come. And some of them are going to be ones that take your breath away and make you wonder whether or not you're going to respond to that Facebook post, and others just seem a lot easier.
Yes. Yeah. I'm as I mentioned before, I'm not used to speaking a lot, but that seems to be part of my journey right now, really getting out and whatever it is, whether it's promoting Faith or my business, you know, this is part of the journey and part of what you need to do, and you can't help people if you don't make that connection. So
that's very true.
Yeah.
And I think the magic also in that is we also get overwhelmed because, first of all, we're writing a book, which is a huge thing just in itself, and then you have to go out and market yourself, which a lot of people don't resonate with, and then there's the stage and maybe a camera and maybe this, maybe that. So there's a million and one reasons not to do it. But in those processes, you find where you feel the most comfortable. So maybe it's not on a stage, but maybe it's a seminar that you're giving where you can pre-record a video and edit it to your heart's content and send that out to a global stage. You know, you find the places that work for you where you're in your zone of genius.
Yes, very well said. Yeah, I am much more comfortable writing than I am speaking. I get to edit myself when I write, when I speak. It's out there. I can't really take it back. So I tend to gravitate towards blog posts and Facebook and things like that rather than touring the country and giving speeches. But if touring the country and giving speeches is the next thing on the list, then that's where I'm headed. I don't know.
No, of course.
Willing to try something new.
And that's the exciting part. I just kind of wanted to go back into this whole idea of story and the impact of telling one's story. Because you kind of spoke on it on businesses, they know marketing is important and they know that blogs are important and selling themselves in this way is important. But it still feels like a lot of people don't know what their story is and they don't know the importance of sharing it, especially entrepreneurs and freelancers and creatives. Do you have anything to speak into that?
One of the things that I have learned recently that's resonating more and more with me is the idea of authenticity. A lot of people are not comfortable with talking about themselves at a really deep emotional level. They have a pat speech that they give. You know, it's really easy to do an introduction at a networking event. You know, I'm Nanette from Words of Passion. I help people write books, or I help people get published the easy way or something like that. But that doesn't tell you about the person beneath the business persona. And that's where the connection really is, that personal connection that you want with your clients, the mm-hmm. thing that weeds out the wrong people from the right people for you. And it's tricky for a lot of business people to get into that. They don't want to slip up. They don't want to appear soft. We've been brainwashed a lot in our society with the masculine role in business, thinking you have to sell hard and pitch hard and, you know, do everything with force. And this softer side is coming to the forefront now. So in terms of getting in touch with that, takes a real willingness and putting aside your fear for the moment and just being honest about who you are. And I think it takes practice. My blog posts are resonating, it's not the right word, revealing more about the personal side of me in addition to the business side. So telling people that my humor is kind of wacky and depending on the situation can hurt people, and it's unintentional, but you know, that's something that I might do and I apologize for it, but that's me. I don't think most people are willing to say something like that, but having said it, people can say, oh, well, I do that too, and maybe she's not so bad, or on the contrary side, God, I don't want to have anything to do with her. You know, somebody like that would hurt my feelings. I need to go somewhere else. So being authentic lets you stand up and stand out in the unique way that we all do, and creates dividing lines sometimes. And that's something that people are scared of. They want to appeal to everybody, and you can't. You're only going to appeal to those people who are right for you, and those are the ones that you really want to do business with or want to reach. And being your authentic self, having your own voice and being honest about who you are helps you make that deeper connection. So back to the story part, personal stories are, I think, one of the most important pieces of nonfiction. You can talk all day about how your business operates, but people aren't going to get a feel for who you are and what you do unless you put personal stories in there. And by sharing that emotional side of people, you connect more with your audience. So the story is who you are and how you can help and how you can solve the problem for the people that you want to reach.
And the other thing, the other layer that I heard in what you were also just saying is the divide between entrepreneurs and creatives, where an entrepreneur thinks in business terms, thinks in sales and different kind of metrics, and speaks that language. And maybe they're just not tuned into this idea of creativity, and maybe that's what scares them.
Could very well be.
Because they just don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, the creative. I started out as a fiction writer, so, and I love reading. I could just read the rest of my life. Being immersed in that, my imagination tends to work over time in certain ways, and I love observing people, and a lot of business people don't have that same viewpoint. So it is and can be a lot more difficult for some entrepreneurs to get in touch with the creative side because they're not used to doing that. They're, you know, a lot of managers, a lot of business people are managers and operators, and, more on the mechanical side than the creative side. I think the creative types are have that innate ability to go within and pull that out.
And there's also the power, because, I mean, if entrepreneurs are getting stuck up on that particular point, there's ways to tap into that. Maybe is working with a creative. Maybe is getting a ghostwriter. And there's all these different ways to get into your story. But again, anyone who's selling anything is telling a story. So it's just being able to get into that layer and take it to a more personal level rather than here's a sales pitch or here's an elevator pitch like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
I just kind of wanted to speak into, like, what advice you have for people who are kind of meeting that moment, who are either replying to that invitation or putting together a project where they don't quite know what the outcome is going to be. What would you say to them?
There's a slightly different take from fiction and versus nonfiction. I was just going to tell you this little story. I was talking to a woman on the phone a few weeks ago, and it was one of those get-to-know-you conversations, and she asked me what I do. I told her a little bit about my business, and she mentioned that she had an idea for a book, but she wasn't really sure how to get started, and she'd done a book before. She didn't like the way that the process was handled, and she wondered if I had any advice for her for the new one. And I said, well, I have this story map that I developed for people who get stuck, who are overwhelmed with the idea of approaching a book. They don't know where to start. They have too many ideas, so on and so forth. And it breaks down the elements of the story. You have theme, characters, there's a problem that you're solving, the solution, and the method. So if you explore those different elements and write down the ideas that you have for each one, you have the underlying message for your idea that you're going to keep in mind while you're writing that will help fuel your writing as you go through. You have the problems that you're trying to solve. You have the solution for the problems, which is what business people need because they're coming to you to help them solve a problem. And you have the approach that you use to solve those problems. So you've got it all wrapped up in those elements. And that's what I call my story map, which is the free gift that I was giving on the Divine Biz Gifts giveaway. Fiction is a little different, but essentially explores the same things. You've got your hero, heroine going on a journey for some reason, whether it's to find the perfect soulmate or discover the next best thing in rocket science. And on that journey, that person is going to encounter obstacles and needs ways of getting around the obstacles and helpful people who might help him or her get over those obstacles and the solutions that they're finding to work together. So all of those things are involved, whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction. And if you can plot those out, then you have an outline for where you're going. And that's a good way to get started, to stop worrying about all the different thoughts that you have and put them down on paper and organize them in a way that you can use.
So it really comes down to knowing that structure.
Yeah, it does. And it's a totally different way than I used to write. I used to, especially when I was writing fiction, I did a lot of romance. So I would always write the love scenes first because that was the most exciting thing for me. And then I would try to figure out who the characters were and what they're doing. And 9 times out of 10, I had no idea because I hadn't thought things out properly before I started. Kind of takes some of the fun out of it because a lot of creative people just like to go on impulse and they like to dream. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just helpful to have some organization to keep you going in the right direction.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, it keeps you accountable to yourself. You know where you're going. It's harder to run out of ideas because you've basically got it mapped out. You just need to flesh it out and give it that tone and the color.
Yes, you've got it.
And if we had to take it even one notch back to a person who wants to start a book, but you know doesn't even have that story idea, or they're procrastinating about things, what would you say to somebody like that? Somebody who's holding back on their dream?
I would say go for it. Get in touch with what it is that is driving that dream. I think deep down inside of us, the creative spark is lit by a purpose, a deeper need. There's something that we need to fulfill, and the dream is just the outlet, the creative outlet for us. So why do you want to write that book? Doesn't matter whether you're going to write it or not, but if you can get in touch with the reason for writing it, who do you want to help? Who do you want to reach? Is it just for family and friends? Is it, you know, do you want to write the next great American novel or the next great international novel? Whatever. Find the reason for the passion and really get in touch with what's in your heart. And that will help you to take the next step in whatever direction you need to go.
I love it. I love that you find the answers in the heart and that you can connect to that space, and that's really where it all starts. And
yeah.
as you were kind of saying that quote came up, I don't quite know who said it, but like, remind yourself why you started this. Remind yourself why you love this so much. Remind yourself why this is something that's so important for you. And if you're in that space, then it's so much harder to veer off track. I mean, it's still possible, but it's so much more harder.
That's definitely possible. We all get sidetracked and distracted, but I think if you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, then it will help you to get there, to get to the end.
Yeah, and just make that choice.
Yes.
So, Nanette, thanks so much for being on this podcast. Before we wrap up, how can aspiring supernovas who want to put a book together follow what you're doing, get copies of Faith, and follow the journey that you're on?
Well, thank you for asking. My website is Words of Passion. It's www.wordsofpassion.com. There is a page on that website titled Books, and there's a link to the Faith book there. Or you can go to the Faith website, which is findinganswersintheheart.com, and order the book there. It is also available on Amazon, and there is an ebook version on Barnes & Noble. So it's in various places. Yeah.
Well, Lynette, as I always say, it really does start with a bang. I'm so thrilled to have had you on the Supernova podcast. You know, there was a couple things that really stood out in your message. For starters, this whole idea of faith, finding the answers in the heart, to really just center yourself and drop into that inner nova space, that inner knowing space, that space that is guiding you to something bigger and something greater and a higher level purpose. I think that's just so beautiful. And the fact that this message was coming up for you, the sleeping giant was banging on your door with this profound message to share, and it kept coming up, and it kept showing up until you actually met that particular moment. And the other thing that stood out for me in this podcast was all the ways that you made a bang. And I just wanted to acknowledge you on that and celebrate you on that, because as you were saying, you're so out of a comfort zone when you're in public speaking and when you're doing something that's so different from the experiences you've had until this day or this moment or last week. And those moments are scary, but we make it about how big and how grand this thing could be, but it really was just responding to a Facebook request or just taking on being a story writer and an editor, which both entirely are huge things in themselves. But I just wanted to really highlight that piece of the conversation, because I think there's just so much power that, you know, we look at all these people who are doing successful things, who are doing inspirational things, and we see them, you know, that they've already got it all together and we're so much further behind in the journey than they are. And just like you got that request on Facebook to be on the Supernova podcast, just like I recently got something in my email box that took me to a different space, just like each and every one of you who is listening to this podcast, who is being invited into greatness in every single moment of every single day, with every single choice you decide and empower yourself to make. So thank you, Nanette, for sharing such a spectrum with us and such a big part of your journey with us. It's been really great having you on the show, and thank you for tuning into greatness.